Now, why do doubts arise in your heart? Hello there, this is Dr. Pete Pavelic. Thank you for joining me for this edition of the Daily Devo. As always, don't forget about the website, pastorpete.org. I'll mention it again at the end of our time together today. As we get started today, I just want to say what a pleasure and joy it was to be with God's people yesterday in church, and what a joy it was to get to meet some of our Daily Devo listeners from Arizona who were at church with us yesterday. I always love it when you guys show up and announce yourself whenever we have our time of greeting. So it was great to get to meet you guys in Arizona. You know who you are. Thanks for being a listener. Here we are in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, where it says this, "But they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost." And in verse 38, it says this, "Why are you troubled?" Jesus asked that question. He says, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts?" Why do doubts arise in your hearts? That's a great question. That's what I've been pondering today. Why do doubts arise in our hearts? I suppose there are many reasons, and we're going to be talking about some of them over the next few days. But today I just want to focus on this one, and I think this is one of the primary reasons these guys were startled, and one of the primary reasons there were doubts in their hearts. And that is this, we can just sum it up with the word unexplainable or unexplainable things. You know, we serve a God who is so powerful and so big and so astonishingly creative and wonderful and amazing that he just does unexplainable things. And when we see something or sense something or hear something or feel something, when we have any kind of experience with things that are unexplainable, one of the first things that we feel is troubled or scared or anxious. And that's why Jesus says, "Hey, why are y'all troubled? And then why do doubts arise in your hearts?" Because I think that's really the next thing is this can't be happening. This is unexplainable. And that's really the situation here. Jesus is appearing to the disciples after they saw him or heard about him in some cases, but some of them certainly saw him die on the cross. They saw the spear thrust into his side. They saw him breathe his last. They heard him say, "It is finished." And now he's here among them. He is with them. And they can't reconcile that. They can't explain it. And these doubts have arisen in their life. So my question for you today, my question really for you all week is to be thinking about this is, what causes the doubts in your heart? Maybe there's something unexplainable that God's doing in your life right now that you just can't explain. And as a result of that, it's a little scary, a little anxious, a little unexplainable. Can you just trust God with it? I want to encourage you, even when things are unexplainable, even when they don't make sense, to trust the Lord, because he's a God who is capable of doing things that you and I cannot explain, that science cannot explain, that nothing in the natural created world is going to be able to explain. And so this is where faith has to kick in. Don't be troubled, don't be startled, and don't let doubts arise in your hearts over unexplainable things. Come and visit me at pastorpete.org. I can't wait to see you again tomorrow for another edition. God bless.